currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in our town. This week, King County is honoring 13 Kirkland businesses for their recycling and waste reduction efforts. To see the Kirkland businesses recognized as the county's best workplaces for recycling and waste reduction, please visit kirklandwa.gov. The search for the area's most dedicated recyclers spread throughout all of King County's cities, with the exception of Seattle, and eventually culminated in a list of 89. Kirkland's 13 businesses named to the list are second in number only to Bellevue, which has 20. Last year, Kirkland businesses accounted for 9 of the county's 75 best workplaces for recycling and waste reduction. As a group, Kirkland businesses and residents excel at recycling and waste reduction. Last year, for example, the city's single-family housing residents recycled 65% of their waste, more than any of King County's participating cities. Bellevue was second, Mercer Island was third. Beginning July 1st, Allied Waste customers in the annexation area will have a new partner to help keep their houses tidy, their yards manicured, and their garages free of clutter. That new partner is Waste Management, which will be stopping by every week to pick up recycling and food and yard waste. Depending on the chosen level of service, Waste Management will haul away garbage every week or month. The city is offering 5 different service plans, ranging from a monthly collection of 35 gallons of garbage for $4 a month to a weekly collection of 96 gallons of garbage for $49 per month. But remember, no matter which plan you choose, Waste Management will still be stopping by weekly to pick up your compost and recycling. This includes the motor oil you just drained from your car, the old RCA television you replaced with a flat screen, and even those clothes you just haven't got around to wearing. One option that will no longer be available to Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate areas is self-hauling. The Kirkland Municipal Code prohibits all residents from regularly hauling their own garbage to the transfer station. One thing Waste Management won't be transporting is people. Starting June 25th, however, the Woodland Park Zoo will. Every weekend through early September, mini coaches will transport zoo visitors from the South Kirkland Park and Ride on 108th Avenue and 38th Place to the zoo. They'll bring your stroller, car seat, and luggage along too. The free service begins at 9:15 on weekend mornings and runs every 30 minutes through 6:15 on weekend afternoons. The program results from a partnership with King County Metro, which is trying to decrease the impacts of vehicles and traffic on the area's roads and air quality. For more information about the East Side Shuttle, visit the website below. Traffic. It will be a big concern for the city this 4th of July. On that Monday, parades, events, and food vendors will impact some of downtown's streets and close Marina Park to parking by 9:30 a.m. As a result, the city is encouraging residents to carpool, take a bus, or ride a bike to downtown that day. The reward for those making that journey will be generous. Celebrate Kirkland and its partners will have planned a day of events beginning at 9:30 a.m. with a Decorate to Celebrate Kids event in the Marina Park Pavilion and culminating 13 hours later with the fireworks show at Marina Park. One of the most popular events begins at 11:30 a.m. in the pavilion when hundreds of Kirkland's children travel through the parade route on bikes, skateboards, scooters, rollerblades, strollers, and wagons. Many come decorated in all assortments of red, white, and blue. For those who don't but wish they did, decorations will be provided. If somehow one of these children veers off the parade route, away from his parents' supervision, a parade volunteer will guide the child to the Great Choice Wine Shop on Lakeshore Plaza. All day long, vendors will be serving hot dogs, tacos, Vietnamese food, and a plethora of other flavors. For a full list of events, please visit celebratekirkland.org. The Kirkland Fire and Police Departments are asking residents to continue complying with a citywide ban on fireworks. This ban, which now includes Fin Hill, Kingsgate, and North Juanita, prohibits the sale, possession, and discharge of all fireworks. If you see a non-emergency violation, call the NORCOM Dispatch Center at 425-577-5656. Emergencies should be reported to 911. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.